This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy to talk to somebody who's with us all the time and is a Browns fan. We all know it, and we love reading him on NFL.com. He is Mark Sessler, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mark, how are you?
I'm Mark. Doing good, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you here? Everyone else seems to be here.
No, you know, I was just talking to Meredith behind the glass there, and she was, I thought, rightfully annoyed on my behalf. They did not send me. I get that it's a weird year, but I don't think I would have made the list anyways due to a limited skill set. So I will be watching it from my house, just like many others outside of Cleveland.
Is it your bench press or your 40 time? What sets you back on being a part of the coverage area in Cleveland?
That's really just the start of it. It is those two things, but it extends further according to reports I've gotten from NFL.com higher-ups. So, concerning.
I'll tell you, I'll take you over Rich Eisen any day in the 40, just so you know. I got your back on this.
I got to test him on that. There's another thing I've not been invited to, but I think his times have actually improved a little bit each year. So, you know, quite the athlete in a suit.
We'll keep inviting
All right,
you
Mark.
Back. Don't worry.
I want to start with this because you talked about this on NFL.com. What are the Browns? What do you want the Browns to do at 26?
Well, I think that, you know, you look at what they've done this offseason, and quietly or not quietly, they have added with Jadeveon Clowney, John Johnson, Troy Hill. If you look at the PFF rankings from a year ago, on their own defense, those three guys would rank in the top seven. So they've fortified, I think, two important groups, the secondary and up front. I don't think that they're done, and I would look at those two positions at, depending on what falls to you at 26, that dictates so much of it. But edge, cornerback help, I think they're going to want to have a defense with, you know, basically a dime could be their base defense. And if there's someone like, you know, Caleb Farley, who I thought would have been a great target for them with the medicals and the concerns, if their list of who they're targeting becomes thin, I think wide receiver becomes a possibility as well, because that's going to be a growing need next offseason. And I think that's, you know, there are some, it's such a deep wideout class that if you find someone that can really take the top off a defense, really lift your attack and grow that passing game, I think a wide receiver is a possibility too.
Yeah, you just made Andy really mad.
No. Not my intention.
I agree, Mark. The idea of a wide receiver here to me is really intriguing. And I say it because of Odell and Jarvis, because of other players who might move up in the draft and knock some wide receivers down, and also because I don't see a glaring need to draft at any particular spot.
Yeah,
so I think receiver is a possibility.
I could also see why someone would say that's not. Listen, we're set at that position this year. But I think it's developmental, too. And you look at the money tied to Landry and Odell and just sort of wonder where they're going to go with that down the road. But yeah. I think it's also just like, do you fall in love with a player who, you know, maybe you just have higher than a position of need on defense? But, you know, I wouldn't look at anything they've done you know, in terms of free agent signings, because they went and got Clowney, oh, they're going to strike Edge off their list. I think they really need that. And, you know, someone like Gregory Rousseau, if he drops, I mean, you pounce on that. It all comes down to who they like. But I think that there's got to be eyes on a wide receiver, if not in the first round, maybe even a move up in the second or third to get the guy that they have a target on. I think it's an important position to keep growing and adding depth to, and getting, you know, more weapons for Baker Mayfield.
I don't know. I'm going to look at this draft, and every time I see a wide receiver get picked, or a quarterback get picked, or a running back get picked, or a tight end get picked, I'm going to cheer, because I think that that's, if the Browns stay at 26, that's going to make me happy, because that's going to push a very good defensive player to them at 26. Can I approach the draft like that, Mark? Can you give me your permission to do that?
Yeah, you certainly have my permission. I don't know what that grants you, but I mean, I would imagine they look at it the same way. I mean, there are a lot of talented cornerbacks, and the one thing about this draft, and every year all the quarterbacks fly up the chart, but you may not even have a defensive player picked in the first 10 picks. It's possible that hasn't really happened in modern history of the draft, but, you know, that's something where that could push, you know, a certain cornerback down the board and fall right into Cleveland's lap. And you look at the mocks that are out there, and you know, I don't know how valuable mock drafts are in general, but over and over, at 26, there are a plethora of defensive players still for Cleveland to pick from. So, you know, if it aligns with what the front office is looking at, the kind of player they want, I think defense would be the move.
I'm intrigued by the whole thing. What are you thinking? What do you think is going to happen with these quarterbacks, Mark? Who goes where, and how far does anybody drop?
Well, I find it interesting that, you know, over and over you're hearing about Justin Fields dropping, and just to the naked eye, that's something that would surprise me, because I think that a team like the Carolina Panthers at number 8, if he came to them, there's no way I think that they sit around saying we're happy with Sam Darnold. That was like their 5th or 6th option at quarterback. They have to be viewed as one of the losers of the offseason, because, you know, in a different time they were going after Deshaun Watson. They went after Matthew Stafford, struck out on both, obviously, and wind up with Sam Darnold, who is still a complete, you know, mystery at this point. But if I had to look at the Niners and say, who do I think today? I think it is Mac Jones. I know that annoys a lot of Niners fans. It annoys Niners reporters, because why do you make that super expensive move up to number 3? I just think it comes down to who Kyle Shanahan wants. I think John Lynch has a voice. There's a committee approach there. You hear that Trey Lance is who a lot of the people in the front office want, a lot of the football guys. But this is Kyle Shanahan's team. And if he believes that Mac Jones is the guy, that's what's going to happen at number 3, no matter what it does to upset the apple cart. And then I think you see, you know, the Jets and the Jags, they're cemented. I think it's you know, barring an asteroid hitting the tri-state area, they're, you know, we know what the Jets are doing. So it falls out. I think Trey Lance is someone to look at. And for me, it's what teams might move up. I look at the Patriots as a team that, if they can get into the right position, might hop up there. And there are reports out, you know, would someone want to get up to where the Bengals are? I think the Bengals, for instance, are not budging. I don't think we're going to see trades in the top 5. Like, there was a report out there that the Bengals are so hot on Jamar Chase that the Detroit Lions, who are wide receiver needy, try to get up there, and the Bengals are not budging. So I almost would ticket Jamar Chase to Cincinnati starting right now.
That's interesting. You know, with T. Higgins already there, and, you know, they have a little bit of depth there. Give Joe Burrow weapons, is that the thing? Or are you better off giving Joe Burrow protection?
Well, I think that, you know, that's been the debate for Cincinnati all along. And Sewell is like someone that, you know, yes, that would be a smart pick. But Burrow and Chase obviously have a relationship. And, you know, we're in the offseason where quarterbacks have been, you know, mouthier, and not Burrow per se, but mouthier than ever about wanting buy-in and a say in how teams draft. I don't know if every quarterback is created equal on that front, but I think making Joe Burrow happy after what they did to him last year in terms of, you know, him running around in figure eights away from, you know, raging defenders, that would help. Wide receivers can help, so can offensive linemen, but if they think that Chase is really special and he fits with Burrow, you know, this is a team that needs to sell tickets too. I like the idea of that.
Mark, any chance you think the Browns might move up tomorrow? They have the assets.
I think there's always a chance. I think this front office will do anything they need to do to get better. So is there a chance? Absolutely. Would I put it do I think that there's someone that they desire so much that they would move up to the top, you know, 15? That to me, you just, I haven't heard much about that. But if you want to go up a couple spots to get that cornerback you want, that edge rusher, and it's something that they can pull off and find a good landing spot, I think absolutely.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mentioned yesterday, Mark, the only thing that would really surprise me in the first round for the Browns is if they made some kind of a big, big move and move, say, into the top 15. I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. And I think that, you know, you look at, it was funny, I was looking at Browns drafts of old, and these two haunting names came up. Mike Junkin and Clifford Charlton, drafted in back-to-back years, linebackers who played a combined 51 games in the NFL. I think you don't want to just say, hey, look, our roster is solid. Let's just get the guy that falls to us. If you're in love with someone that you need to move up a little bit to say, this cornerback, for instance, fits what we want to do. We love his tape so much. He's a Cleveland Brown. You go for it, because the cost matters not if the player works out. None of us a year from now are going to even remember what they had to give away to trade up to get a guy. Nope. If he works. I really do. You know, I, for my role at work at NFL, I don't do the draft stuff as much as other people, but you start to watch guys, and it's really, I'm annoyed that Caleb Farley has this back issue, because he gives me, the way he hits, I know it's a different position, but he gives me Eric Turner vibes with how rough and tumble he is. And he just, to me, screamed Cleveland Brown. Now, I think that maybe is someone that you're hearing about falling off of people's first round list just because of the risk. But someone like him in Cleveland would have made a lot of sense. So who do they move on to next from that? And maybe you have to move up to get the guy that you say, is it Greg Newsom? Is it someone else at the cornerback position? This is who we're married to. We're going after it.
Do yourself a favor. Do not look at the Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel draft year. You think you're ill or Clifford Charlton.
That is fresh in the memory. I was actually at Radio City Music Hall for that, and that was an absurd draft. Beyond what was happening, they had us typing out articles in those old Radio City Music Hall seats with a piece of wood over us so you could put your laptop down. And I was with my podcast co-host, Dan Hansis. And, you know, on top of the fact that, you know, the Manziel thing happened, I thought that they had changed the earth, and I was so happy. But on the way home, Dan, like, developed an incredible back injury from sitting in those seats. So nobody won that weekend. Nobody that I knew won.
Oh, oh man. Hey, Mark, before we let you go here, I just want to get your thoughts on Baker Mayfield and picking up the fifth-year option and his contract moving forward.
No brainer. I mean, you know, he was put into a position of stability for the first time in his career, and we saw what he produced. He seems to be an ideal fit for Kevin Stefanski. And it's one thing if you find out, look, you know, speaking of the Niners, there were those years where it was like, yeah, you know, we know that the Niners have a quarterback A, B, and C, but it is essentially, you know, Shanahan obsessed with, like, different quarterbacks around the league. You feel that way with John Gruden. He always has a wandering eye for someone else other than his starting quarterback. That's not the case in Cleveland. I think, if anything, Browns fans should say, look, it was the 2019 season created a bit of a, you know, disquiet around Baker Mayfield and what he was and what he could become. But I look at him now, and just thinking of a consistent offseason that leads into year two, I love the idea of it. And I think that picking up the option made all the sense in the world. And you can figure out the extension down the road if they want to. And I thought Baker's response to it said a lot about him as well. He's grown a lot over the past couple of years.
Agreed.
All right. Yeah. Before we let you go, Dan has a question he's burning to ask.
All right.
Go ahead.
Mark, I was going to text you about this, but I forgot and figured this was the better way to do it. I need your thoughts on this.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch. It's real. I saw it. I'm glad the Navy finally confirmed some more pictures. Now everybody doesn't think I'm as crazy. I believe.
Well, you know, that's another reason personally why I kind of just dig Baker Mayfield. I think he's willing to be out there. And we are in a society right now where, you know, there are, like, various military, to what he said, various military reports hinting at, suggesting at, you know, telling us, I'm not talking Sasquatch, but the UFO side of things, that this is happening, and we're all sort of so numb in the mind that it's like, what will I watch on Netflix tonight? Excuse me. Like, they're trying to tell us that these craft exist on our planet. Baker's plugged in. Like I said the other time, the aliens, did they go look for Big Ben? We don't care about Big Ben. Let's go find Baker Mayfield. It tells you all you need to know.
Oh, my God. What a great line. Holy moly.
I
June, we're getting a report from the government, right, about UFOs.
Can I throw this in? I wonder if he believes in Sasquatch because he's looking for offensive line depth.
Well, I don't know if Sasquatch is someone that is you could count on showing up to the facility on time and doing all the business on the laptop studying film. I mean, if you can get him into an outfit on Sundays, I think he caused a certain amount of chaos, so that's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know if he can get the snap count down, I'll be honest with you. Mark, thank you. Of course, we're reading all your stuff this week, NFL.com, and always appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Mark Sessler joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. UFOs aren't looking for Ben Roethlisberger. They're looking for Baker Mayfield. I love it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.